Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this first day of May, Thursday, May the 1st. Happy to have you with us and hope you stay tuned and join in as we get some advice, some health advice from Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Going to talk with him in just a bit about his book, Chasing Life. It's a New York Times bestseller, just out in paperback. Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, coming up in just a few minutes. Joining me first is Cheryl Gasser, as it is our spring membership drive, a very short mini drive here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make your pledge of support at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. That's the number to call or pledge online at WPR.org. We have a goal this hour to raise in support of everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. We need to raise $2,500 this hour. And you can be the first to pledge this hour. 888-202-2552. Make your pledge now or go online to WPR.org.
Pledge your support because you appreciate hearing all the state, national, and international issues every day here on the Ideas Network. Because you learn about current events and issues in the news, because of Wisconsin Public Radio, you hear a variety of viewpoints from many different experts. And you also hear the views of listeners all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond as you call in or have the opportunity to call in to these discussions. Pledge a support of any amount. What is that worth to you? WPR.org or toll-free 888-202-2552.
Take a minute and think about the service that you receive. How often do you listen? How long do you listen? Are you tuning in to Joy every day of the week? Do you also listen to Kathleen Dunn and Larry Mueller and Gene Faraca, Ben Maron's Chapter Day, the wonderful entertainment programming that we have on the weekends? And then think about your budget and what amount will make you feel good after you've pledged. Think of that amount, then pledge online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Maybe you find that Wisconsin Public Radio is a companion for you all day long or on and off throughout the day. We're on 24 hours a day, and you can tune in whether you're at home or at the office or in your car. I know that Wisconsin Public Radio is certainly a lifeline for me as I'm driving around the state. Like a good companion, you can count on us for interesting news, great music, intelligent talk. Now we are counting on you to make a donation and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can do so at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Making your pledge either online or on the phone takes just a few minutes. And in the time that you can grab a cup of coffee, you can complete your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. So whether you do it online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552, you'll be done in just a matter of minutes. And might I suggest pledging at the $10 a month level. That will get you our thank you in the form of a member benefit card. Enjoy. That'll give listeners 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast. That, let alone, could cover the cost of your pledge, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events. Again, yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120 a year or more. To 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Cheryl, I'm going to use my member benefit card. I am a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm going to use my card tomorrow night at my husband's favorite Italian restaurant. That's a participating restaurant in Madison. I'm going to give it a plug. It's Papa Phil's. Rob loves Papa Phil's, and it's one of the restaurants that participates in this. There are restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin, and we can get one of the entrees free. It's 2-for-1 entrees. Tomorrow is Rob's birthday, so that's
birthday,
what he requested,
Rob.
And I thought, hey, what a deal. I got a member benefit card, so I'll get my own meal free. free with the member benefit card. You can do that too by calling 888-202-2552 or go online WPR.org. Pledge any amount, pledge $10 a month or more if you would like the member benefit card.
Thank you so much if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but if not, during this brief spring drive, we're here for just 3 days. What a wonderful opportunity for you to call in your pledge and know when you're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, I helped to put that on the air. Mm-hmm. A third of our budget comes from listeners just like you. We couldn't do what we do without you. And that's why we come to you a few times a year to ask for your support during drives like this. So please go now online, WPR.org, or to the phone, 888-202-2552. The pledge will take about 3 minutes to complete, but the rewards will last all year long.
Yeah, we made the goal during the 6 o'clock hour. We fell short of our goal for the 7 o'clock hour, and now in our 8 o'clock hour, working toward a $2,500 goal. $50 raised so far toward that goal. It's very important to stay on track on these hourly goals because it makes the amount of money needed to be raised by listeners by the end of this very short pledge drive. So it is a short drive. Don't put it off. If you want to support Wisconsin Public Radio and you're listening right now and the phone is right there or the computer is right there, go online WPR.org or call toll free 888-202-2552.
Many listeners tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio all day long.
8 hours. From the time I get to work in the morning till the time I go home at night, in the car on the way home for lunch and on the way home after work till 5 o'clock at night, every day, Monday through Friday.
You can count on our being there for you. Can we count on you for a pledge of financial support today? Call now. Here's the number.
888-202-2552. That number, 888-202-2552, or online at WPR.org. I'm Cheryl Gasser here with Joy Cardine to ask for your support during our spring membership drive. Enjoy the drive last just 3 short days.
That's right. Today and tomorrow for this program, and then part of Saturday, and then that's it. Back to full hours of discussion for you about current issues of the day and lifestyle issues that matter to you. We count on listeners for one-third of the budget. We would not be the same service without your contributions. The beauty of this is you get to decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. And make that call, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org.
The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, right around $120 a year. Break it down monthly, if you like. It's relatively easy, $10 a month. Might be easier for your budget than $120 all at once. You can put it on a credit card. You can send us a check in the mail. We can send you a reminder in the mail. The options are endless. It's up to you. The volunteers can talk you through that when you give a call, 888-202-2552. And our goal this hour, Joy, $2,500. We have raised $170 toward that goal. Still a long way to go, but we can do it with your help.
What's nice about this, too, I notice that we have a lot of brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio calling in during this drive and during this morning so far. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for being a first-time contributor, a brand new member to Wisconsin Public Radio, or maybe first time in a long time. We really appreciate your support. $220 raised toward that $2,500 goal by a number of new listeners. So thanks. We are asking if maybe for a first-time gift of $5 a month to bring you all of this great programming. That's $60 a year, and perhaps that works so well in your budget. That makes Wisconsin Public Radio the service it is today with your help. $5 a month, $10 a month, you decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've heard us say it a million times. It couldn't be easier. But in the case of contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, the fact is it's true. You go online to WPR.org or pick up the phone and call us, 888-202-2552. And in just seconds, you'll be making your pledge. The entire thing takes just 3 minutes or so. So don't put it off anymore. You've been listening throughout the drive. You've been listening to Joy story for months, for years. Maybe you've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for decades. And if you've been a member, thank you so much. But if you've let your membership lapse, we'd love to have you back as a member to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you're a new listener, we'd love to have you join us as well at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. No matter how you do it, you'll be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, I didn't work out this calculation, Cheryl, but someone who does math better than I do figures out if you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio on your way to work, on your way home each day, maybe an hour or two each weekend, then you're listening to more than 700 hours of Wisconsin Public Radio every year.
Wow.
That's a lot of time. That's how much time it would take you to watch 360 movies or more than 200 football games or a couple of hundred concerts. Think of how much money you'd spend if you yeah. paid for all of those things. So they would cost you thousands of dollars, but we are not asking for thousands of dollars unless you want to contribute thousands of dollars. That would be fine. But you get to decide whether you want to do the $5 a month or $10 a month or the one-time gift of $50 or $500. Make that pledge, whatever the amount, online, WPR.org, or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And the math on this really is simple. You listen to the station, Wisconsin Public Radio, we're listener-supported, and that's why we're asking you to help pay for this service. You value it. Your contribution will turn into quality programming, the quality programming that you hear each weekday morning on Joy's show. Think about what it's worth to you and then go to the phone, 888-202-2552, or go to your computer, go online at WPR.org and make that pledge. Remember, you are the most important source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, we're going to be welcoming in Dr. Sanjay Gupta in just a few minutes, and you can talk with him about immortality, about what science tells us about aging and how we might live healthier, longer, happier lives. And we will have him in just a few minutes. But right now, you have time to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our spring pledge drive when we ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio because you are the public in public radio and because this is listener-supported radio. And Cheryl, because we have a goal of $2,500 during this hour in order to stay on track during this very short pledge drive.
Our goal for this hour, $2,500, and listeners, thank you so much to the 9 listeners who have called in this hour. $545 raised so far this hour. 7 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's about as exciting as the amount that we've raised so far. Thank you so much for your contribution. But how about you? 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a big part of your life. You are listening right now. You listen probably to other programs throughout the day and on the weekend. It's a constant companion, a friend, a source of information. For many of us, Wisconsin Public Radio provides a daily diary of the events of our world, our nation, and our state. It's a place where we go to learn, to listen, and to participate. What would your day be like without Wisconsin Public Radio? Please support the station, the service that means so much to you. Pledge now at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552. You consider Wisconsin Public Radio programs worthy of your support, but maybe you've been waiting and wondering, you know, are they going to offer any thank you gifts this drive? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not offering books or CDs or anything this drive, but we are offering you a thank you gift you really can use. And so here it is, the Wisconsin Public Radio Member Benefit Card. If you have one of these, you know how great it is. And if not, I'm going to tell you, for a pledge of $120 a year, $10 a month, this is a valuable benefit that I know you're going to find useful. Joy has one. I've got one. We use it all the time. We probably recoup the cost of our pledge over the course of the year by using this card. It's a year-long reminder of how thankful we are for your generous support. Enjoy. How does it work?
I bring it to a participating restaurant and then present it and get one of the entrees for free. You get 2-for-1 entrees at participating restaurants. I have not used it yet at the bed and breakfast that participate, but that's quite a deal. You get a free night, 2-for-1, at a bed and breakfast. There you go, if you want to talk about recouping a $120 pledge. Also good for theater, museums, other arts attractions around the state of Wisconsin. There are participating businesses all over the state of Wisconsin that give you discounts or some sort of benefit as a result of having a member benefit card. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's a year-long reminder of your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Yours for $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio not only goes a long way toward paying for the programming that you value, but it gets you this wonderful thank you gift, the member benefit card. 888-202-2552. That's the toll-free number to call, or you can pledge online. It's quick, it's easy, it's secure, WPR.org.
The Ideas Network is such a unique service. You're not going to find a programming like this anywhere else in the country. We do 9.5 hours a day of state produced programming from Joy to Kathleen Dunn, Larry Mueller, Ben Mirrens, Gene Faraca. You get Chapter Day on the weekends. Wisconsin Public Radio produces some of the best national programming. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know, Calling All Pets, Zorpaster on Your Health. The list goes on and on. And we can do that because of listener support. We can do that because of you. Listener support is the most important source of financing for Wisconsin Public Radio. 1/3 of our financing comes from listeners just like you. So please, if you're not a member yet, this would be a great time to join. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Let me thank Cameron in Sauk City who called in a pledge this hour. He loves Wisconsin Public Radio and says, now my wife does too. So good. Welcome to Cameron's wife. I'm glad that that she has become a convert. Really appreciate your support. And thanks to Keith in Fitchburg who has called in a pledge. He says, we enjoy Joy's program. Thank you, Keith. It's the only station we listen to on the radio. Well, thank you for making your pledge, helping to make Wisconsin Public Radio what it is, and bringing this service to people all over the state and beyond, people who may not have the wherewithal to make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution means an awful lot. It's much appreciated. 888-202-2552. Toll-free number is new this year, 888-202-2552, to make your pledge or pledge online at WPR.org.
Either way you make your pledge, if it's online or on the phone, it takes about 3 minutes of your time. We'll ask you who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. It's quick and it's easy. It's safe and secure. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And this would be a great day to pledge because this is actually Joy Cardine's 5th anniversary on the air. She's worked for public radio much longer than 5 years. But today, Joy, 5 years ago today was the first day that you host as a regular host of the morning show.
I can't get over that. It really has. It seems like just yesterday. But what's that saying? You know, time flies when you're having fun and learning something new every day. That's what I love about hosting on Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's what I love about listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, which I do when I'm not on the air, because you do. You just hear from such great guests and such great information. And I do learn something new every day. And I'm looking forward to learning something new from our guest this hour, who we should be hearing from very shortly. Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN will be talking with us about our health in just a few minutes. And just think of the high caliber guests that we hear from on Wisconsin Public Radio every day, Cheryl.
Amazing people. Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson do a great job of bringing top-notch guests to the morning show. Joy, you do an amazing job interviewing people, everyone from politicians to health experts, doctors, authors, professors. It's really a wonderful mix. We get the best guests we can find for you on the most interesting topics of the day, like this hour, like last hour, and like tomorrow. You don't know what's going to come tomorrow. We're not sure necessarily what we're going to be doing. doing for all 3 hours. But you know what? We know that they will be good programs with great guests and amazing callers. The number to call to support that kind of programming and keep it going strong is 888-202-2552.
We do know what's coming up tomorrow during this hour only because it's one of the few regular hours that we have every Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. It's the Week in Review. It's an hour that many of you say that is one of your favorite hours because we talk with two guests, different perspectives, about all of the significant political news each week. And we will have a couple of great guests in tomorrow. I think we have Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless scheduled to be with us tomorrow for the Week in Review. We talk about politics on this program and on other programs on the Ideas Network. We talk about other social issues, lifestyle issues. We talk about your health. We talk about education, the environment, a week-long series on the environment last week, trying to bring to you issues that matter to you, information that matters to you, information that helps you lead your life and to make up your mind. You decide how much that is worth to you with the knowledge that Wisconsin Public Radio counts on listener contributions for a third of the budget. You decide how much to contribute and go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't think that people fully understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is really the basis from which it all began. I'm constantly telling people that you've got a tremendous resource here. You don't have to contribute. I mean, you can go ahead and take the service for free. I tell them, I contribute so you can listen. That always gets them. Here's this tremendous amount of information, which is commercial-free. It's annoyance-free, certainly. And I've got this terrible aversion to commercials, both on television and especially radio. I don't think the people really understand the value that you have right here just flipping on the radio.
Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser during this, our spring membership drive, encouraging you to make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have a goal this hour, $2,500 to raise, and we're just about at $1,500, so a little more than $1,000 to go. We can do it with your pledge of support. Let me give you the number, 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552, or you can pledge online. Either way, it's quick and easy, and the web address, WPR.org. Pledge any amount. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. There is no set minimum, no maximum. Take a minute to think about how much you learn from Wisconsin Public Radio. Joy said recently she learned something new every day, almost every hour, I think, Joy, on your show.
Right.
I learned something brand new that I didn't know before that makes me a better formed citizen. Better informed, rather. Wisconsin Public Radio really is all about lifelong learning, and that's worth a pledge of support.
And you can make that pledge of support of any amount. Maybe you're a brand new listener or just started listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. How much should you pledge? Well, why don't you consider $5 a month? I just made that up. You can decide anything you want, but $5 a month is a $60 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you would like the member benefit card, which we talked about a little bit ago, that offers you the 2-for-1 discounts at restaurants and B&Bs and arts attractions, that's $10 a month or more, or $120. We have had pledges of support anywhere between $25 and $10,000 during these pledge drives. So seriously, you can decide any amount whatsoever. All of it goes to help pay for all of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org, our website, to make that pledge or call toll-free
888-202-2552. From politics to popular culture, health, the environment, education, issues around the state of Wisconsin, around the nation, and around the globe. Joy covers it all. 15 hours a week, she's here for you. And we're here for just a few days a year, quite honestly, to ask you for your financial support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You decide what it's worth. Any amount is welcome. Any amount makes you a member. But the important thing is that you take the time and do it now to become a member at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I wasn't ready to declare defeat here, Cheryl, but we don't know exactly why why Dr. Gupta has not called in as scheduled. He's only about 5 minutes late or so, but we're still trying to reach him. But you know what? We may not have him. I don't know. We may not have Dr. Gupta. Maybe he got called into some sort of emergency. That happens to doctors every once in a while. We don't know. But in the meantime, I'm wondering if you, dear listener, if you're still listening right now, want to call in to encourage others to become members of Wisconsin Public Radio. You might be a member, or maybe you're someone who listens a lot, and for whatever reason, you're not a member. You want to encourage those who might have the wherewithal to help support this station. We want to hear from you. Why do you love Wisconsin Public Radio? Why do you value Wisconsin Public Radio? What does Wisconsin Public Radio mean to your life? And why, if you are a member, did you decide to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio? So we would like you to help us convince others to become contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's our call-in line, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. We can have you help us make others contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up, Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock, talking with her guest about the economy and the cost of energy and food, coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. We are talking about Wisconsin Public Radio this hour and welcoming your calls to encourage others to support this service. We want to know what Wisconsin Public Radio means to you. We want to know why you value Wisconsin Public Radio. We want to know what type of programming is most important to you. Is it the politics? Is it the heavy issues? Is it the lighter stuff, the lifestyle stuff, the advice? Whatever the case may be, call in and let us know why you value Wisconsin Public Radio, and if you're a member, why you decided to become a member. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
We have a goal this hour, Joy. $2,500 is what we're hoping to raise, what we need to raise in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we hope to hear from you during this hour. We have raised $1,700 so far. You have raised $1,700. Thank you so much for your support. Couldn't do it without you. Call now at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
Well, you know what, Cheryl? Just because I was going to give up, Dr. Gupta has called in, so we are ready to go with our scheduled guest, and we want to thank everybody who has called in pledges so far this hour. We'll talk to you later, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Happy to welcome in now Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He is the chief medical correspondent for CNN and author of the New York Times bestseller, Chasing Life, New Discoveries in the Search for Immortality to Help You Age Less Today. And it's now out in paperback. And Dr. Gupta joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, and can I add one more to that?
Sure.
I'm apologetic that I'm late. I'm doing a shootout here, and sometimes shoots just go a little later than expected, so I really apologize. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate that. I figured it was either a shoot or an emergency, so you know, we're happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about this Chasing Life. Is immortality just around the corner?
Well, you know, I think in the strictest sense, where people say, you know, we're going to live forever, I think that is not. But the idea that we can greatly expand what we call not only our lifespan but also our health span is. And I think what was sort of most struck me when I started writing this book was, you know, as a neurosurgeon, as a neuroscientist, I was looking for those sort of those sort of watershed areas in science where we're about to have these sea changes. And we certainly saw some of that as we traveled around the world where, you know, we're going to have some major developments in health span and lifespan. But I also was sort of struck by this idea from certain places around the world that there's a lot that we already know but just haven't been able to fully capitalize on in certain societies, certain cultures. So, could we be living 125, 150 years? Yeah, I think that actually could happen. I think, you know, would I have said that before I started writing this book? Maybe not, but I think it's coming.
Yeah. Well, why is it that certain cultures, certain societies have no problem living to be 100 or more, but we're not quite there yet here?
Well, you know, some of the basics certainly apply. There's no question that we, in Western cultures, more so the United States being one of them, have become a much more sort of quick fix, shortcut oriented society. And we pay the price for that. Things happen faster. And as a result, we flame out faster, I think, in some ways. And, you know, I always say that people like to live their lives like incandescent light bulbs, burn brightly their entire lives and suddenly go out. Here, we sort of live our lives, flicker a lot along the way, and then sort of fade out gradually, usually translated to a period of sickness or being bedridden at the end of our lives, which is something that we have become more accustomed to in this culture. So, you know, the basics of you know, good food, good exercise, things that we sort of know certainly apply. But I think it's more than that, though. You know, if you go to places like Costa Rica or Okinawa, the value that they place on elderly people is simply different. In many Western cultures, when you get to a certain age, 65, for example, you're often discarded from your professional life, sometimes from your personal life. You may lose the desire to go on, the willingness to continue. It's the opposite, almost, in certain other cultures, where an elderly person is more embraced. Their wisdom is really respected and revered. And as a result, they have a sense of purpose every single day. And that was the sort of more non-intuitive things that I learned as I traveled and talked to people all over the world. There is something to that that more sort of subjective feeling of being valued.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that we can do today? What does the current research science tell us that we can do today, not only to live longer, but live better?
Well, you know, some of it is very simple. I'll give you a couple of examples. When it comes to exercise, for example, we should move our bodies every single day in some way. Break a sweat every day, people will tell you. But I think what I have learned, talking to sports physiologists and talking to scientists who study this sort of thing regularly, is that adding weight training of some sort, and more specifically than that, upper body weight training makes a huge difference. And I'll tell you why. For elderly women, more so than men, but men as well, osteoporosis is a huge problem as we get older. Your bones become weaker. Simply putting some load on your muscles and your bones a little bit earlier in life, it doesn't mean you had to start when you're a teenager. You could start when you're 60. That wards off some of those problems of osteoporosis. It also wards off the likelihood of developing a crippling pneumonia as you get older. If you get a sickness and you're in bed, one of the big killers is pneumonia. But increasing your inspiratory capacity through some of this upper body training seems to make a huge difference. So, if you're doing aerobics every day, you're walking every day, you're someone who's listening right now, simply grab some dumbbells, start doing some upper body training. It will make a world of difference. Not to mention, you'll lose weight faster as well simply by adding that muscle mass.
Yeah,
and when it comes to diet, go ahead.
We do that a couple times a week or more.
Well, we say, you know, it's on average. I say do upper body one day, aerobics one day, then lower body, then aerobics, then upper body. So it's like twice or three times a week, depending on the week. And you only need to do it maybe 20 or 30 minutes out of the day. So we're not asking people to change the world here, but just simply starting to add some of that exercise. My mom, incidentally, starts doing this, and she thanks me for it every time I get with her on the phone. She loves it. She feels like it's changed her life. She feels like she's gone back to a figure, you know, a sort of weight and figure of 20 years ago just because of that 20 minutes of upper body training.
We're going to take a very, very short pause and welcome listeners to call in and ask your question of Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Chief Medical Correspondent for CNN, author of the New York Times bestseller, Chasing Life. 1-800-642-1234. That's toll-free from anywhere to join in with your question for Dr. Gupta, or 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us and welcome you to join in with your questions for Dr. Sanjay Gupta about how to live a longer, happier life. He is the author of the New York Times bestseller Chasing Life, New Discoveries in the Search for Immortality to Help You Age Less Today, now out in paperback. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. So, Dr. Gupta, besides the weight training that you recommend that we add to our fitness activities, it says here that we should eat more colorful food. You're saying eat more colors. Tell us about that.
You know, people would ask all the time, well, what is the perfect diet? Mm-hmm. And you got about 1,001 books on this topic out there, and I've read most of them in preparation for my own. But, you know, I think that what it comes down to is that there's a lot of different choices out there. And in order to get the best out of all those choices, if you make it simple by simply eating different colored foods, as many of them a day as you can, you're probably going to get most of the good stuff that you need out of those foods. So I say 7 different colored foods, the colors of the rainbow. Try and, you know, make it a little bit of a game for yourself. Try and get those colored foods into your diet every single day, and you will certainly have you'll be able to get a lot of the nutrients that people oftentimes just relegate to pills actually out of your food. And, you know, without being, you know, disparaging in any way towards supplements, because, you know, I know a lot of people, I apologize for that.
Yeah, that's all right.
I know a lot of people do take that sort of stuff. You recognize it's actually hard to translate a lot of the good stuff that's in pills, good stuff that's in food, actually into pills. It's something gets lost in that whole process, and that's why I say get the nutrients that you need really out of your diet, yeah, much more than taking pills.
But, you know, I have to ask you about vitamin D, and especially now we've just got through a very, very long winter here in Wisconsin, that we're hearing more and more people say that people in this part of the country have vitamin D deficiency. Is that maybe one case where a supplement might do some good?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, and I think you're alluding to the fact that you can increase your vitamin D stores in your body simply mm-hmm. by being exposed to sunshine, mm-hmm. for example. And if you're not able to get that, then that obviously can make it a little bit more difficult. That might be an opportunity or a reason to take some of the multivitamins. And I do take a multivitamin mm-hmm. Every day because I know that I'm going to have gaps in my own diet. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen from time to time. But you can get a lot of those vitamins, including vitamin D, again, from your foods, whether it be foods that are fortified with vitamin D, or simply green leafy vegetables. I think that if you can afford it, if you have the time to do it, getting it out of your food is much better. Because, you know, just simply taking the vitamin D out of something and putting it in a pill form, I'm pretty convinced from having spoken to a lot of the researchers that all the other micronutrients that allow you to absorb that and have its maximal impact is sometimes lost. Mm-hmm. So if you can get it out of the food, much better.
Let me take some calls and welcome you if you'd like to join in. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Larry in Fond du Lac joins us. Hi, Larry. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Sanjay. I really enjoy listening to you on CNN and your common sense approach to health. I just had a question for you. I'm 63 now, and when I was 40, I'd worn glasses from fourth grade to 40, and I just felt like I had no energy. We were raising 3 kids and totally out of energy. But I read a book by Dr. William Bates, and I read about another 30 books on vision training. Well, I use simple exercises and relaxation techniques, and 23 years, my vision is fine. And I also do a lot of stretching in the upper body. And right. what I mean by that is putting one arm up over my shoulder, the other behind my back, and I can stretch both sides very well. And I think with the stretching and good diet and common sense approach to health, that I feel better at 63 than I did when I was 40, but mm-hmm. I attribute a lot to vision training because in the books I read, one was by Dr. Bates, he claimed that because the optic nerve is a nerve and affects other nerves, it saps your energy, and I had no energy. I had to drag myself out of bed at 40, my wife and I both, but when I went into the vision training and the common sense approach to health, it made the biggest difference in my life. And now it's 90% of Americans have some type of vision problem.
Hold on, Larry. Dr. Gupta, I've never heard of this. What is this about?
Well, you know, it is a remarkably underdiagnosed problem. And I think that people, when they talk about visual training, which is exactly what Larry's talking about, a lot of people don't recognize the amount of strain that they're actually putting on their entire bodies if they have not done adequate visual training. You know, make sure that they're actually not straining their eyes on any given day or when they're flipping back and forth more commonly as you get older between distance and near vision. I don't know exactly what sort of training Larry went through for his visual training, but this other idea that he's sort of alluding to, that through things, he mentioned visual training, he mentioned stretching, he mentioned something that, you know, I think a lot of people talk about, that your age, he at 63 feels younger now. Mm-hmm. Your physiological age is very different than your age in years, which is so arbitrary. It's sort of literally measured by revolutions of planets and makes no sense. But he not only does he feel younger, he probably could be younger. I don't know how much of that's attributable to his visual training versus just his healthier approach to life overall, but it's absolutely true. You know, as a surgeon, we take people to the operating room, and we'll take people to the operating room in their 70s, for example, and other doctors will say, well, what kind of shape is that person in as opposed to what is their age? How's their blood pressure? How's their heart rate? How's their overall health? That makes a much bigger difference. And there are 70-year-olds who act like 50-year-olds and vice versa. So getting to that lower physiological age makes a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, we're just talking here at work and with some girlfriends about, some of us are aging baby boomers. But yet, I don't know if we're deluding ourselves, but we compare what we feel like look like today in our, you know, whatever, late 40s, early 50s, and what our parents were like, what kind of shape they were in and what they look like. Are we younger today at 50 than our parents were?
It's a great question, and it's one that, as we have found when we do a lot of reporting for CNN, very hard to generalize. Mm-hmm. I think that overall, some of our health parameters are better, but a lot of that has to do with our medical technology, much more so than the way that we treat our bodies. I think that we have a burgeoning obesity epidemic, for example. Yeah. Heart disease rates are high, diabetes rates are high. We know how to take care of a lot of these problems, and in some sense, you almost get the idea that there is a bit of a complacence that has come with that, and people have allowed, what should be basic rules slip a bit. There's good news and bad news in that. The good news is that we can get back to where we were when we were one of the most vibrant, robust nations around. The bad news is that it happened at all.
Yeah. So do I have to restrict my calories to, you know, to nothing in order to lose weight and live forever? Isn't that research saying that if I reduce my calories, I'll be better off?
You're referring to a caloric restriction mm-hmm. study that was gained a lot of attention. It was done in animals, as you know, and basically what they said in rats is that you restrict calories by about a third, about 33%. You could increase lifespan by about the same amount. That study has not been replicated in humans. And it's funny, I spent a lot of time when I was researching the book with a group of people who are part of a CR society, the caloric restriction society. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, one of the guys said to me, we're not sure if we're living longer or it just feels that way because their lives are so, you know, it's tough to only eat 1,200 calories a day. You're hungry all the time. But this idea that we eat too much, I think, is certainly there. This idea that when we eat too much, we make more free radicals, which are these nasty little things that go around and sort of oxidize our body, sort of rust our body. We can cut down on those free radicals. Some of that is through eating less. Some of that is through antioxidants. Some of that is through the types of food that we do eat. It does seem to make a difference. There is a federally funded study going on right now, Joy, trying to replicate what they found in rats in humans. You can imagine how long it'll take. It'll take 100 years for that study to be completed. But I think that they'll find some benefit. I don't think it'll be that remarkable. Yeah. I think wiser food choices makes a much bigger difference.
We'll let you go, Dr. Gupta, but I wanted to know, what story are you working on today?
It's a fascinating one. I'm actually, I've always been very interested in the sort of neurochemical changes that take place in someone who suffers from addiction. Mm-hmm. And more to the point, what happens to their brains when they actually start going through some sort of rehab? Can you objectively measure success? We see it all the time in television, people going into rehab. How do you know if you've succeeded or not? Is there a way neurochemically and through, you know, neuroscience to actually know? And so I'm spending some time with a father and a son who have both been addicts here. They're in Boston today. They have a remarkable story, which we're going to be presenting in a couple of months on CNN.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Sorry again for being away. Appreciate it.
That's okay. Sanjay Gupta. He is a practicing neurosurgeon, associate chief of neurosurgery at Grady Memorial Hospital, author of the book Chasing Life. And we thank him for being with us. Thank Karen Prager for producing The Hour and Christina Taylor for on-air production as well. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio in the last couple of minutes of this program. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We are just here today and tomorrow and then part of Saturday. But for Joy's show, if you want to make a contribution, a few minutes today and then tomorrow, and that's all you have. So don't put it off. Don't put it off. Make your pledge. Make your contribution today right now at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. And thank Joy for all the wonderful guests like Sanjay Gupta that she brings to you day after day.
Well, that's what it's really nice to be able to talk with and present to listeners all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond, a guest like Dr. Gupta. We have had some great guests on just in the past couple of weeks, people that you read about in national publications or see on national television shows or here on radio. Like Kevin Phillips was on just last week. We had John Dean on as well last week. Just yesterday, or was it the day before? Lincoln Chafee. Mm-hmm. And so we are hearing from some nationally renowned guests talking about the issues of the day. And then we have great guests right here in the state of Wisconsin that are, you know, just university faculty or people working on issues or state legislators. And listeners like you who call in during the program, you're the greatest. Now, how about a pledge of support? WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It's quite simply one of the most important decisions that you'll make today, whether you want to be a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio or a listener contributor. Here's how you make it happen. You click and join at WPR.org. You'd fill out a form and you're done. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. Or if you choose, you can call 888-202-2552, and you'll be helping to pay for all of the great talk and news, information, and entertainment that you get every day of the year. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Either way, you'll be doing your part.
Thanks very much to Valerie and Matthew in Burnham Wood, who love Wisconsin Public Radio, and they say that your programs are so informative and interesting. Thank you, Valerie and Matthew, for your pledge this morning. And Debbie in Madison says she donates because she listens to Wisconsin Public Radio, believes it's important for listeners to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, it is. We couldn't do this without you, and you have time to become a contributor right now. It only takes a couple of minutes. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You can help to support the variety, the quality of programming that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio on Joy's show by making your contribution now. Don't put it off. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you're already a member, thank you so much. But if not, let's hear from you now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We will check news from National Public Radio, and then Kathleen Dunn will be with you to talk about issues of the day. But there is still time for you to show your support with your pledge of any amount. And thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who made this hour a big success. We did exceed that $2,500 goal, $3,400 raised so far. Thank you so much. Thanks, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.